I would like to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us here every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Welcome. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. And Anne Maxwell is with us to talk about the El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players production of The King and I. That's opening what, tonight?
Yes, it's opening tonight at 7 o'clock, and then it runs for 2 weekends. And so we've got a couple of matinees on Saturday and Sunday, and our Friday performances are our night performances. And it's going to be, if you can forgive me a little bit of shameless self-promotion, a great show. The kids are probably practicing their songs as we speak.
I know, we were hoping to have some kids on. I think they overslept.
Too. Well, and I'm certainly not going to sing anything for you this morning, much as I would like to.
And I'm not either.
But I tell you, the audience is going to be, they'll know practically every song.
How do you, in The King and I, which, what was that, Yul Brynner back in the day?
It was Deborah Kerr and Yul Brynner.
And so then you've got 17-year-olds playing this, mature bald guy.
That's right. But our star, JD, who's an 18-year-old, yes, he's still a teenager, but he really pulls it off. He's got the stance. He's got that kind of alpha
attitude,
male.
Right.
Yes, he really. And our costumes transport you into Siam, which is, of course, the present-day Thailand. It's a story I'm sure everybody knows of Anna Leonowens, who went over there to become the teacher of his countless wives and children in the 1860s.
So The King and I is at the James A. Little Theater. You can call 466-4656 for tickets, and it's tonight and tomorrow. Well, tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow and Sunday at 2 in the afternoon.
That's right, and then a repeat next weekend.
And the repeat
Friday
next
night
weekend.
And Saturday and Sunday on 2 o'clock.
And Maxwell, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And Rob DeWalt.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm a little more awake. Had some coffee.
Yeah.
So
caffeine is
there.
A good thing.
Yeah. Oh,
in moderation.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So what's happening this weekend?
All kinds of stuff is happening this weekend. There's tons of openings. I'll read off a couple here that are happening tonight. Allen Day Contemporary over there on 129 West Water Street is having a show called A Decade of Light. Mixed media on steel by Lynn Demurge, I believe is how you pronounce it. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., and that shows up through December. Center for Contemporary Arts Spectre Rips Project Space has a show up called Crux. Architectonic Paintings by Mocha Leger, I think is how you pronounce it. Reception 6 to 8 p.m. Tonight through February 13th. I don't know what an architectonic painting is.
I don't either.
I don't.
But I bet it has architectural elements in it, and it may even have sort of 3D-ish qualities. But I don't know.
Also, the Museum of Contemporary Native Art down there on Cathedral Place is having their second annual Indigenous Bling Show.
Mm.
So jewelry, of course. Reception 5 to 7 tonight. That's up through January 2nd of next year. Peyton Wright Galley, their annual Art of Devotion show, is going on. Work from Spanish Colonial America. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. That's over there on East Palace Avenue, sorry. And there's all kinds of stuff going on. You just talked about The King and I. Tooth of Crime.
The King and You?
The King and I. King and Me. Tooth of Crime, Second Dance, Sam Shepard's redo of Tooth of Crime is opening this evening at the Greer Garson Theater.
Oh,
there.
Right. Yeah, they sent me a notice about that. I didn't have a chance to get anybody on, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a great story by me in Pasa Tiempo today on page 32. You can check it out. I interviewed Victor Talmadge, the director, and I also interviewed the musical director. And that is happening. Wow, that tonight it opens at 8 p.m., and that's running through December 12th. There's multiple shows, so if you call 988-1234 or go to the TicketSantaFe.org box office, you can find tickets for that show.
And the first annual, I love it when they say first annual, the first annual Holiday Cartoon Film Festival and exhibit and sale of Grinch art.
What?
Yes, the Chuck Jones Gallery. And Ricardo, let's see, Ricardo Cate will read How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and he will lead a master cartoon drawing class on how to draw and have fun while doing so. There will be a raffle to give away a lithograph of the title card from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And all of this is tomorrow from 10 to 5 at the Chuck Jones Gallery, chuckjones.com.
I think it's unfortunate that we didn't get anything on that over at the Positiempo. But you know what? That happened sometime and we got it covered. On Saturday, there's Collected Works Bookstore is hosting a discussion and a book signing with Lois Ellen Frank, who's a chef and photographer and author.
Yes.
And Sharon Niederman, who's a author and writer and all kinds of
and has
cool
a
stuff.
Has a new book on New Mexican tasty treats and recipes and all those kinds of things.
It's an awesome book.
Yeah.
I have an extra copy if you want one.
I interviewed her. I have my own copy.
Okay, cool.
We can make Hatch green chili muffins.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Yeah. There's all kinds of great recipes in there, but there's also a bunch of neat little anecdotes and stories.
Yeah.
And characters, she
was very clear about saying this is not a cookbook.
No. No. It's a foodie roadmap of culture and history in New Mexico.
Exactly. What a nice way of putting it. You should be a journalist.
I should. Holly Arnold Kinney is also joining them. She runs the Fort Restaurant in Colorado. And it's a beautiful book. I believe Holly was here before doing an event for the New Mexico History Museum fundraiser. And she's back. That's at 4 p.m. at Galisteo, a Collected Works Bookstore on Saturday.
Which is on the corner of Galisteo and Water.
That's correct. What else? From Broadway with Love. Kay Ballard, Donna Anyway, some folks are going to be performing in a benefit concert for Animal Protection of New Mexico at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzic on Saturday. There's a story on page 28 in the Positiempo. There are various ticket prices.
Donna McKechnie.
McKechnie.
Lillian Montevecchi.
Montevecchi.
And Kay Ballard.
Kay Ballard.
Yes.
Okay.
From Broadway with Love. Big event.
Big event. Big event.
If you like Broadway.
Yeah.
Lots of people do.
What else is going on? Museum of New Mexico Press Holiday Book Sale, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Today at the Stuart Udall Center, second floor.
I was just corrected. McKechnie.
McKechnie.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Sorry. You have someone else talking in your ear?
No, I have a chat stream from the radio station.
Oh.
From the fabulous and highly informed Marilyn LeBlanc.
That's why you sound so smart all the time.
Oh, shush.
All right.
No, it's that I'm looking things up on Wikipedia as we speak.
Oh, okay. What else?
The String Orchestra students of El Dorado, Capshaw, and Ortiz schools, public schools here in Santa Fe, team up with the Santa Fe Community Orchestra in a side-by-side performance on Sunday, the 5th of December at 2:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium. The public is invited. The event is free. Come and be enchanted.
You know, this weekend is Winter Spanish Market. And that's presented by the Spanish Colonial Arts Society. That's happening over at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. also. And there's no charge for that. You can get more information by calling 982-4585. There's this great thing also that's going on at, I believe it's happening at the Santa Fe Complex, called the Notions of Time.
We talked about that yesterday. That's such an interesting show. Tell us about it.
Well, the complex is hosting 2 days of music, short talks, film and video, art, photography, and as part of Art and Music 2010. Clarinetist James Shields, violinist Dave Felberg, cellist Dana Weinegrad, and pianist Connor Hannock. There's going to be lectures. There's going to be all kinds of things. There's going to be a screening of Godfrey's
Koyaanisqatsi. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great movie. Godfrey's a character for sure. 6 p.m. on Friday. There's all of this music, and then there's a screening at 8 p.m. There's video and art displays shown throughout the event. There's a story in the Positiempo on page 38. You can also visit sfcomplex.org.
And you can also go to santafe.radiocafe.org and listen to yesterday's show, which was very interesting, because tomorrow they're going to have a dozen people or more giving 10-minute talks about the nature of time. And we've got philosophers, spiritual people, scientists, science writers, all of them talking about time. And it turns out when you try to define time, which you may not have time to do, but if you do, it's not so easy.
No, it's not. So it's sort of like speed dating for the intellect. Each person gets 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's super cool. And I think they're screening Queen Anne's Gutsy again.
Oh.
Tomorrow night.
What else is going on?
Sunday at 4 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, the second annual holiday celebration with readings by Bob Martin, Allie McGraw, Carol McGriffin, and Jonathan Richards. Did you announce that already?
I did not.
Oh, okay. And then Monday at 6 o'clock, poets Victor de Suvero and Robert Rhodes will be joined by singer Consuelo... I want to say Consuelo Luz, but that's not what it says. It says Consuelo Rios.
Maybe it's a typo?
I don't know.
Huh. When is that?
That's on Monday at 6 o'clock.
Monday at 6 o'clock. On Saturday is the Institute of American Indian Arts Holiday Art Market. It's an annual show of work by faculty, staff, students, alumni, and other Native artists. That's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over there at the Institute of American Arts, 83 Avant Nupo Road. You can call 424-5704.
IAIA.
IAIA. I'm assuming there's no charge for these.
Yeah, it's Consuelo Luz. It was a typo.
Consuelo Luz.
And Orlando Romero will also be there, according to their website.
Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet. I think they're at some point, I don't know what day it is, but they're doing the lighting of the menorah on the plaza. Is it Sunday? I think it's Sunday.
Excellent. Then here's a big event, which not everybody knows about. It's a special evening tonight with Cuban literary superstar Pablo Armando Fernandez as he reads from his poetry tonight at 6 o'clock at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium, followed by a reception. It's co-sponsored by the Lannan Foundation, the Museum of New Mexico Foundation, and several others. And there will be people who attend will receive a keepsake poem of Armando's specially printed Palace Press, a poem that's printed by the Palace Press. And of course, they do wonderful work, often on really beautiful paper. Limited seating, so go check it out.
That's cool. Hey, this sounds fun, and I like the title more than anything else because it's kind of a Broadway mashup. Hey, you little American idiot, go get your Spam-a-lot. Santa Fe High School students and a musical showcase of tunes from Little Women, Annie Get Your Gun, Spam-a-Lot, and American Idiot, which of course is the Green Day musical that's blowing up on Broadway, whatever. Opening night is this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on the Santa Fe High School campus. That's over there on Yucca. There's ticket prices. They're pretty reasonable. The show is continuing through December 17th.
Excellent.
So you can
Spam-a-Lot.
Right. More Than Mary Cassatt. The lecture and film series ends with a presentation by Diane Armitage. She's going to present the 2008 documentary on figurative painter Alice Neal. CCA and the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts is presenting this at CCA Cinematheque on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can call 982-1338 or go to the CCA website, I'm sure, for more information.
Santa Fe Art Institute presents writer, curator, and artist Lucy Lepard. She's giving a lecture on Thursday of next week, the 9th of December. It's called Expecting the Unexpected, Art and Climate Change. It's at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall, and it's part of the Santa Fe Art Institute's theme for 2010, Elemental, Earth, Air, Fire, Water, Art as Environment. And they've been doing incredible things. They did that action in the Santa Fe River. They're doing so much at the Santa Fe Art Institute. And Lucy Lepard is one of the treasures of our state.
Indeed. You know, out in my neck of the woods this weekend is the old, and that's with an E on the end, just
old.
To be sure. Old-fashioned country Christmas fair from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Home-baked goods, a nice big meal, live entertainment, raffles. That's at the Pecos Community Center on Main Street. Pecos is pretty small. You can't miss it. So go and check that out. I don't have any contact information for that, but it's a nice out-of-town thing to do, if that's what you want to do. Also, on Wednesday, the Music Critic Speaks. The Santa Fe Opera Guild presents a lecture by James Keller, who just happens to be Pasa Tiempo's staff music critic and writer.
Yes.
That's at 5 p.m. over there at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe on West Barcelona Road. If you call 629-1410 extension 113, you can find out ticket information, all that good stuff.
Most excellent. Yeah. On let's see, the Tuesday, December 7th at 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, the Buckman Direct Diversion ChemRisk Water Quality people are having a meeting. They're asking women with children and pregnant women to come and talk about the importance of water safety standards for the Buckman Diversion Project. I don't know much about this, but you can go to bddproject.org for more information.
Here's a great local organization to be proud of, the Fine Arts for Children and Teens.
Yes.
They've recently won some sort of very big national award, or recognition anyway. Santa Fe City Hall is going to host their annual student exhibit. There's a reception tonight from 4 to 6 p.m., and that show is up through January 2011. You can go check that out downtown. What else? What else? Carl Denson's Tiny Universe Jazz, Funk, and R&B Sextet is playing at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Santa Fe Brewing Company out there on Fireplace Road. You can get tickets at the Lenzic. You can call 988-1234, or you can go to the TicketsSantaFe.org website to find ticket information. What else? Barbara Lee Smith on Saturday is going to be talking in conjunction with the exhibit Poetic Landscapes at Jane Sauer Gallery. That's 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Yay.
I haven't seen that show yet. Have you?
No, I haven't seen anything. I have not been out to Canyon Road for way too long.
I believe also Upper Canyon Road is having a studio tour this weekend. If I can find the information for it while you
find the information for it, I will tell people that... Why is my computer weird? Okay, here we go. That Youth Shelters invites you to a holiday supporter appreciation cocktail party with great food, live music, and a silent auction at 434 West San Francisco Street. It's tonight from 5 to 6 in the evening. Oh, dear. It says, please RSVP to Heather. Okay, well, if you want to do that today, call 983-0586.
Here it is.
Youth Shelters.
Upper Canyon Road Studios Open House. 1519 and 1521 Canyon Road, more than a dozen artists, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. I used to live on Upper Canyon Road up there.
Really?
Yeah, in Steve Martin's old house.
Steve Martin lived here?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, very briefly.
He's a very good banjo player.
Yeah, and he's a good writer. I'm reading his new book right now.
Oh,
it's pretty fantastic.
I saw that on Facebook.
It's kind of an interesting fictional tale, but it sort of revolves around the art world in the 90s in New York. And it's pretty catty in places. It's interesting. I think he's
one of the funniest and brightest people of our generation.
Yeah. He's a banjo. I mean, if you play the banjo, you have to be smart. That's what I've decided.
He wrote, I saw on the internet the other day on YouTube, the Atheist's Hymnal, and he does this great four-part harmony kind of bluegrass song for atheists. It is very, very funny. It's like an atheist hymn.
Is that on his new album, the new bluegrass album that he just put out, the one he won a Grammy for?
I have no idea.
It sounds familiar.
But today, from 8:30 in the morning, which is 20 minutes ago, until 3 in the afternoon, the Department of Cultural Affairs, authors and friends of the Museum of New Mexico Press invite you to a holiday sale and open house at the second floor of the Stuart Udall Center on Museum Hill. And there's all sorts of out-of-print books and slightly damaged books and titles some of them are up to 90% off, and they're having that today. So go check it out for more information, 476-1158.
I don't think I mentioned this, but I'm still waking up. The Baca Street Art Tour is this weekend also. Celebrating its 10th anniversary, the Baca Street Art Tour runs from 5 to 9 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. 20 artists are opening their studios, and they're all within walking distance of each other, so you don't have to drive around, find a place to park. Photographs, glasswork, jewelry. There's going to be Christmas ornaments, some artist demonstrations, and there's a little visitor participation in this if you want to. You can make glass-blown ornaments, and you can make glass paperweights. There's a fee to do that. But anyway, the tour starts at Liquid Glass Studio at 926 Baca Street. You can call 820-2222 for more information. 5% of sales are benefit Warehouse 21, the teen, and I like to call it a teen and young adult art center in Seattle.
Nice.
So that's,
you know, and this is really, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, this is a really good day to go get the Posse Tiempo if you don't already subscribe or don't already have it, because there is so much going on in terms of holiday stuff. I can't even read all the different holiday sales that are going on, not to mention cultural events. The Zia Singers and the Santa Fe Men's Camarada,
yes,
together again. Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 in the afternoon at the Scottish Rite Center. Holiday refreshments will be served during intermission, and students are free, and singers get it from other choral groups get a discount. For more information, you can call 466-3637.
Did we mention Beethoven, Complete Piano Trios 2?
No.
Pianist Peter Pizik, violinist Ari Winnick, and cellist Jack Smith. 12:10 to 1:15 p.m. I know that's correct, but it's just strange that it's 10 minutes after. Junior Common Room, that's today.
They should have said 12 so that everyone would show up on time.
I know. I mean, they do that at bars. They say doors open at 6, and that way they can sell a bunch of beer because the show doesn't start till 9.
Right.
What else is going on? TGIF recital, the Chancel Bell Choir. Ooh, Bell Choir. I love those. And the High Desert Harp Ensemble are playing at 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church over there downtown Grant Avenue. You can call 982-8544, extension 16. Donations for that one. What else? Let's see.
What
else? You know, the Smashing Pumpkins are playing in Albuquerque. I just wanted to mention that because a lot of people think that they're not together anymore. But the Alt-Rock Legends are playing at Sunshine Theater on Tuesday, December 7th. In Albuquerque at Sunshine Theater. You can call 505-764-0249 for ticket information, or you could just go to sunshinetheaterlive.com.
Candace Walsh and Laura Andre are doing a reading at Collected Works Bookstore on Saturday at 6 o'clock next week, Saturday the 9th of December. The book is called Dear John, I Love Jane, Women Write About Leaving Men for Women. And so that's at Collected Works Bookstore. And I'm going to have them on the air sometime next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Before we end, I have a cute little dog story. Do you have a second?
I do.
Okay.
I always have time for cute little dog stories.
My partner's sister was in Texas recently with our god kids, visiting a sick family member. And they were staying at a campsite for a couple of days. And a five-and-a-half-month-old brindle pit bull wandered into their camp. And he was abandoned, malnourished. They took care of him for a couple of days. She called me, asked me what to do. I called the Humane Society Animal Shelter of Santa Fe. They said, don't leave the dog in Texas. Bring the dog back here. Because it's a bully breed. Anyway, we got the dog. We took it to the vet just to get it checked out. And with the help of Pecos Paws, which is a fairly new organization, the dog got its first round of shots. It got a medical evaluation. And it got neutered. He got neutered yesterday, and he's soon going to be ready for adoption. And
is he the cutest little thing
ever? He's the cutest little thing. I spent Thanksgiving with him, and I got so attached to him.
Why don't you keep him?
Because I have a 8 or 9 year old Rottweiler who's kind of slowing down, and she's just not really excited to have a really hyper. You know, puppies are hyper.
But she could make the other one feel young again.
Well, I have another puppy who does.
My dog Honey was getting old and fat and lazy, and she became a couch potato. And she was watching soap operas all day. So I got her a little white puppy and called it Milk, and she was, it made her young again.
We tried that, you know, and the puppy has no problem with our dogs. It's our dogs have a problem with the puppy, and sometimes that happens in households. But anyway, we're looking for a loving sort of forever home for this dog.
Oh, okay.
If somebody wants to contact me, if it's a rescue opportunity or whatever, they can email me over at the Posse Tiempo. My information is in there. They can call 986-3039, and I'll give them the skinny on the not-so-skinny-anymore puppy.
And if you missed any of that, you can always write to me, too, radiocafe@ksfr.org, and I will pass it on.
Okay.
I try to answer my email. I do now have almost 9,000 emails in my inbox. I was down to about 200 not very long ago. They just pile up.
You just need to close your eyes. Select like 8,000 of them.
I know, but then there's
delete.
Important things, and then people, they're already offended because I don't answer them, but I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and I haven't answered you, I can't do it all. I try my best.
You need an intern. That's what you need.
I know. I need an unpaid intern. Ladies and gentlemen, unpaid interns, radiocafe@ksfr.org. Christmas annual antique and book sale. New Mexico authors Ann Hillerman, Sharon Udall, Ann Lacey, Ann Valley Fox, Lane Cutler, Kathy Flynn, Penn LaFarge, Arnold Vigil, and Nancy Wood are going to be at Garrett's Desert Inn from 8:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon tomorrow, December 4th. And it's a Christmas book gifts, postcard, WPA furniture, collectible books, all kinds of good things. National New Deal Preservation Association.
Have you ever seen it? Oh, free parking. In this town, that means something, folks. Have you ever heard of filmmaker John Motetsugu?
Yes.
He's also in a band called Low on High here in town.
Right, sort of punky,
weird
stuff.
Post-punky. Anyway, he makes some great films. He just wrapped shooting sort of this strange horror film here in Santa Fe. He is going to be, there's this thing called A Day with John Motetsugu that's happening on Wednesday. Santa Fe University of Art and Design Moving Image Arts Department and The Screen are hosting a workshop, film screening, and panel discussion with him. Actress Amy Davis, who's in most of his films, or all of his films, probably, and indie film distributor Tetsuki Ijichi.
Yes.
Event is starting at noon on Wednesday over there at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. No charge for the workshop and discussion. You can call 473-6011 for scheduling details.
And that is it for Speaking of the Arts. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine, in the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us every Friday, Speaking of the Arts. And we will see you next week.
Yes, we will. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy winter.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz a la carta. Hasta la vista, baby. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you, and have a nice, wonderful, safe, happy weekend. Ciao.
Bye.